Well, join me in an attitude of prayer and thanksgiving, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious Mother God, we do thank you for so many blessings. And thank you for humbling yourself to come into this world, that we can have the hope that we have because you humbled yourself and you came through the virgin birth and came into this world as a baby like all of us do. That's why you're such a wonderful advocate for us, because you've experienced everything that we experienced up to and including death. But you broke that bondage over death, and we thank you for that through the resurrection. And then more importantly, you are promised to come again. So we stay in a state of Advent as we expect your return. But thank you for history being on our side, that we can recognize the hope that we have in Christ. And thank you for teaching the disciples how to pray. And he said, use this prayer as we pray together as a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. One, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers and praises today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.